Trigger warning. This post contains mention of sexual trauma, rape, and suicide. If you're in a space where it would be better for your mental health to avoid these subjects, I honor your commitment to self-care and invite you to stop reading now. Although the post is ultimately about healing and resilience, I understand that we are all dealing with our own stuff, and that sometimes we need to hold space for our own feelings and healing process before we can bear witness to someone else's. Trigger warning. I was scrolling through Facebook today, innocently enough, when I got the wind knocked out of me by a man who I've never met and never will. His argument is irrelevant. The exact words don't matter. What matters is the way those words made me feel. My first reaction was to get angry, and I wanted to make him disappear to regain some control. My mouse hovered over the block button, and I thought, if I just make him disappear, I'm not acknowledging the way his words made me feel. I'd be reacting. Knee-jerk, hair-trigger reacting. Now I know that sometimes blocking the ones who we find intolerable is a very, very good thing. Being able to delete the ones who hurt us from our online experience is a form of self-care. But here's the thing. This person didn't intend to hurt me, and his words, while ignorant, were not intentionally harmful. They touched a sore spot. A tender, aching nerve. I want to do more than just run from these feelings, I told myself. It's time to look at the wound. So I looked, and his words made me feel small, unimportant, unworthy of being heard. They reminded me of a time when I felt powerless. When I had my boundaries crossed in the most terrible way, and I didn't tell anyone because I didn't think anyone would believe me. And, to be honest, I was so fucked up by previous trauma and rape culture in general that I didn't realize at first that something terrible had happened to me. When I did tell someone, they blamed me. Screamed the word slut at me as they drove down the street beside me, slowly, while I walked to high school. When I went to the doctor to be sure that I hadn't contracted a disease as the result of what was done to me, and I wanted to close my legs, close my eyes, shrink away from his examination, he was frustrated with me. That stranger on the internet will never know how much pain his careless words caused. His laughing, smug words. He will never know about the time I was sexually assaulted in broad daylight in a shopping mall, in a store, by the shopkeeper. And that when I found the courage, this time, to go to the police, through gritted teeth, trembling and struggling to find my voice, and spilled what had happened to me, white-knuckled, to the officer. She said, I'm sorry, but since it didn't happen in this city, you will need to go report it to the police station where it took place. I can't help you. That person I will never know about the time my friend was raped in her sleep by her traveling companion, and she called me suicidal the next day, wanting to die because of what had happened, and how she refused to tell the police because they would not help her. Because it would be her word against his. Because then her boyfriend would know what had happened, and then he might break up with her. No. That stranger on the internet will never know. I sat with these feelings, like cold lumps in my throat, my chest, my gut. I looked at them until the rage evaporated, and what was left was the truth. Grief, pain, loss, frustration, a deep sadness, a longing to be heard, a fear of speaking up. And as I sat with these parts of myself, I looked on them with the most courageous, gentle, resilient love. You survived, I told them. You survived, and you healed, and you are healing. And I thanked them. I thanked those pieces of my spirit for not giving up or succumbing to bitterness and hate, for choosing love again and again. I am here because I choose love. I do what I do because I choose love. I am love. I am love. And the thing about love is, you can't break it. You can't shrink it, or silence it, or stop it. You can't squash it, or ridicule it, or forget it. You can't contain it. You can't extinguish it. You can't control it. So, breathing slowly, one hand on my gut, one hand on my throat, Reiki flowing, mantra playing softly in the background, I came home to myself. I remembered myself. Love. I am not love in spite of everything that I've lived through. I am love because of everything I have lived through. Every aching second, every jubilant success sculpted me into who I am today. Sometimes, when I feel triggered, it's easy to forget that. But I did not fight so hard to find myself, only to let her go so easily. So, dear stranger on the internet, thank you. You will never know how much healing your careless words caused. Your careless words were a catalyst today. Your careless words reminded me of who I am.